And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am absolutely groff-os, Tony. I am... Old-fashioned guy. I noticed that you were flunker-bundled or something.
Well, I'm flunker-bundled, yeah.
You're flunker-bundled. I'm groff-ost. Fortunately, Manila PR have come to my aid this week, and I went to the Punky Radio PO box today and picked up a single envelope. I'll tell you about me picking it up in a bit. In that single envelope were six CDs, and all of them have made it onto this week's show, because I thought, I can't be bothered to go through the Punky files. Yeah, that'll do nicely. So... but I have picked two songs as well that aren't from Manila PR. So okay. It's not an entirely Manila PR special. It does feature some other things as well, but it's a right mixed bag of music, because obviously they've sent me six things through and I've gone, yeah, I'll just play them. So I've been to all the CDs. I've got the most suitable song from each band. I'm telling you now that you're looking forward to Razorblade Kisses, my friend.
Okay.
But in the meantime, and that's not just from me, but in the meantime, here's the first song. This is Zenith. This is Fall.
And here I stand with my feet above the clouds. Or do I fly? If only you could see me now. The two of us could see it now. Why is it worth it? Do I feel it differently? You have forced this. Hope you never felt this. Break over my face. I'm starting to feel safe with you. It's now I realize. I wished you were there. And if I'm your right now, would you even try to catch me? I don't want much more than for you to see me fall. I
That's Zenith and Fool, Tony. Did you like that?
Yes.
Let's be honest, you haven't listened to it, have you?
No.
No. This is the Cemetery Surfers. This is the Cemetery Surfers under us right now. Thanks for doing such a good job on the beds, Tony.
That's all right.
I should explain to our listeners who might be confused by the fact that you haven't heard that song yet. What happens is that I get all the songs through. I get them via CD, etc., etc., etc. And then I pick the ones I like. And then I then have to send them to you, but you put them in after we've made the show because of the nature of how we have to make the show now, which means that I ask you what you think of the track every week, knowing damn well you haven't heard it, and you always go, yeah, it's nice.
You ruined the magic.
Yeah, well, I don't mind. That's, I mean, we're not in the magic circle, are we? Let's face it.
This is true.
I've got some MySpace stuff for you. MySpace.com/punkyradio. I do like it very, very much when you leave comments for us. If you are on MySpace, just because most people are using Facebook now or Twitter or whatever, we're still on MySpace and we still like getting your comments because it's a really good place to leave them, basically. So please do. We've had a few since I last spoke about MySpace. And I'm going to read at least two out right now because they're just a bit random. First one's come through from our favourite male nurse, even though male nurses don't exist. Our favourite Norwegian male nurse, even though Norwegian male nurses don't exist. The wonderful Eric, who says, keeping MySpace alive for a bit longer, I bow down to the Lords of Punky for selecting me as the winner of the Alien Zoo competition. I really appreciate it. Yes, and you should have that CD by Christmas. On a different note, last week I got to join in on a double bypass heart surgery, and today I got to pull a 100 joule shock through the heart of one of my patients. I tell you, surgical nursing is more brutal than death metal. Sounds you want to unhear, the sound of steel hooks piercing bone, smells you want to unsmell, burnt veins of the heart, open brackets, sounds like a kitten blood bad.
Kitten blood.
Doesn't it, close brackets?
It does.
Oh, and burned veins smell like popcorn. Regards, Eric. There we go. He has joined the ranks of the truly brutal, also known as hospitals. Now, there's something else that I want to read here, because this thing really made me laugh, right? Oh no, I'll read you this first. TNS, that's not Skanky Radio. They've now got their own podcast.
Ah.
TNS Radio, Episode 5, with TNS Records own Tim Bevington and Andy Davis. They present a compilation special playing tracks from TNS Records Volume 2, Mainstream Music is Shit, which of course we have played some stuff off that as well, which is out now, tnsrecords.co.uk. The podcast is also available on Podcast Alley and iTunes. Copy. So, yes, do check them out. We play quite a lot of their stuff. It tends to be the rougher end of I would call it DIY punk and hardcore, I suppose. Would you say that?
It's not really ska though, is it, either? Yeah, it's more hardcore. I'm trying to think if it had a lot of ska punk on it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, but they do also the Hyperjacks that we interviewed that was on last week, they do gigs with TNS as well. Nice lads.
Okay.
Anyway, the one that I want to really read you out has come through from Graham.
Alright, okay.
It's a frog's life, right? Okay, I thought, what the fuck is this? I think he might have done this himself, right? But anyway, it's a clip of a newspaper called Pod News. It says, Punky in acoustic shock. The podcasting world was thrown into shock today when the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast played a song that had previously been played on the award-winning Punky Radio. Here's to You and Me, a catchy tune by the Fancy Toys, was played on show 91 of Graham Holland's acoustic show, only weeks after Paul B. Edwards and Manly Tony Hearn gave the tune a spin on their show. Punky host Mr. Edwards said, I'm all for Graham playing acoustic music if he's into that shit, but by playing a punky song on his podcast, he could have forever blighted the punky name. What a smacktard. Punky co-host Mr. Hearn added, it's one thing sharing yellow friendship, but this is going too far. In his defence, Mr. Holland said, all I'm doing is uniting fans and bands and podcast listeners across the lands. And if those two douche nozzles don't like it, they can lick my milky pants. Milky pants!
Milky pants!
So there you go, show 91 of the It's the Frogs Live Acoustic Podcast is up now, and hello, hi, Graham. So I think that's it. There might be one other. Hang on, I'm scrolling up here. I'm actually online as we're talking, Tony. It's quite...
Wow.
Excellent. Right, there's one. This one came to me from Jane Doe. Now, I did think at first, oh, this might be something serious, but then I thought it might not be, because it just says, hi, how's life in Fishtown? Good start. I've been in fucking Fishtown this week. We hope everything's fine. Since we're anyway here, we might as well mention that we've just added 3 more songs to our profile. But, oh, fair enough, yeah, span away. So anyway, they've got 3 more songs on the profile. Now, interestingly, we've also had a thanks for the ad from Smith and Pyle. Now, Tony, I have to tell you about Smith and Pyle. Have you ever watched Becca?
Well, the Ted Danson show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know the hot little receptionist?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's spooky?
Yeah.
Well, she's in a band.
Oh, right.
And one day last week, when I was very drunk, I thought I'd try and get in touch with her and tell her she was Foxy. And couldn't, but I did find her band, so I fucking added them.
Nice.
And I have said, listen, send us some stuff through, because I think you're Foxy. And we'll play you on the show. So you never know.
Hey, it's worth
it. You just never know. Hey, she's about my age group.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, because I looked into her background. I can't remember her name. What an arsehole I am. I think she's probably called something Smith or something Pyle, though.
Right.
And old twat. And, yeah, she's a triathlete. And she has children, but she's currently single.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're a triathlete, you don't drink or smoke, do you, really? As a rule, I wouldn't have thought.
Unless you're maybe a very poor one.
Maybe she could be a really crap triathlete.
Yeah. Drinks and smokes. About 3 times a day.
Drinks and smokes all the way through the swim. But anyway.
Is triathlete swimming, biking, and running? Is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mental. Yeah. Absolutely mental. It's what Jenson Button challenged Lewis Hamilton to.
Oh, okay.
And Lewis Hamilton backed out very, very quickly.
That's what he did.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. So please do, if you are on MySpace, do add us, myspace.com/monkeyradio, and leave us a comment. Right, I'm going to get on with the next song, Tony.
Okay.
So this isn't from Manila PR. This is from Japan Files. And we're going to say now, because I like to go to Japan Files, like japanfiles.com. I like to go there because they very kindly said to me I could have 200 songs anytime I wanted. And we've had over 20 now. So we played approximately 20 different bands. One or two of them we played twice. But I found these ones. We haven't played these before. These are called Jakes. What I want to know is, Tony, because I couldn't find them on MySpace, what is their Japan Files? Oh, I haven't done the other one, have I? What was Zenith's MySpace page?
myspace.com/zenithband.
Good idea. myspace.com/zenithmusic, and Zenith is spelled Z-E-N-Y-T-H, so that will make it probably be an internet 1 Tony Neil. Now, what is Jake's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/jakes.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck it me. Is.
Well, oh, no thanks.
Okay.
Hey, that's the first time you've asked me, and the first time I've turned it down.
That's true.
No. So it's Tony One, poorly being instead one. Tony, I won't ask you to actually pronounce this, but it is Ashita Ninareba. Was Jake's Ashitani Nareba, Tony. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. You're now listening to Project Marv Under Us. That's where we want him. Thank you for doing such a lovely job on the beds, Tony. And do make sure that you check out Japan Files. Lots of very good music there. Reasonably priced, easy to download. I know this is a bit of an advert for them, but frankly, they do deserve it. It's excellent. Now then, mate, have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. And thank you all, as always, for your podcast alley comments. Always greatly appreciated. And we're doing quite well again this month. But a lot of you haven't voted so far, so if you haven't voted, so please do vote for us. Easiest way is to go to punkyradio.com. And at the top of the screen, it's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address, and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because I read them out. And thank you all for your votes so far. And here are the top six, because I'm still playing catch-up. Happy half birthday. According to a friend of mine, half birthdays are a really big deal. So here's wishing you a great one. That's from Susan.
Thank you very much, Susan. I wonder if that friend of yours is Amber.
I wonder.
Who said that I was going to get something very special for my half birthday.
That's true.
And didn't.
Ah, right. Cool. Well, thank you for the vote, Susan. Paulie and Tony, make the morning trek to work awesome. From Woody B3. Thank you very much. And next, Gooper Gooper.
Yeah, see, you were expecting me to say something then, weren't you?
I was. Insert pause. Is oh, it's fine. It's all scripted.
Thank you very much, Woody B3. Is that better, Tony?
That's better. Yeah. Gooper Gooper. The boys keep bringing it on. Only problem is that I've caught up with the podcasts. Any chance of getting two shows a week to keep feeding my addiction? From Tim Potter. No. Well, thank you for the vote.
No, Tim, listen to them again.
Yeah.
It's a bit like watching Life of Brian or with Ned and I. You always find another little gem.
An hour or so of your life you'll never see again. But what a way to spend it. From Flapjack Bint. Thank you very much.
Oh, I like the sound of that. We need to know Flapjack. I didn't get anything for... Oh, no, yes, I did. No, but, you know, we said I wonder if that person's a girl.
Yep.
Wasn't.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I was devastated as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show. Been listening for just over a year now, and do I have any regrets? Yes, I do, but Punky isn't one of them. It's the best podcast out there if you're into rocking tunes, crazy talk, and swearing. Murphy the Yeti. Thank you very much.
Good lad, Murph. Good lad.
Regular contributor. Thank you very much.
We need more of those.
Sorry?
So we need more of those.
We do. I want the email.
Whatever
be
happened
even better.
To regular contributors? They stopped listening. Went and got lives. Whatever happened to regular contributors? Finished.
Cool. Finally, Punky improves your sex life. Recent studies have shown that Punky Radio induces milky pants more
milky
than
pants.
Any other podcast. The new 8-song format is even more impressive and will leave you breathless. I know firsthand, and that is from Amberance. Thank you very much, Amber.
Looks like that was a little half-birthday present, just a little bit late there.
Yeah, a little bit. Half-birthday, August, isn't it?
Yeah, August 5th.
Yeah.
I don't go with all this half-birthday bollocks, really.
Nah.
No.
Not at all.
Because I get confused. I think I've had my birthday twice. And that would mean I'd be approaching my 79th in a few months' time.
Oh dear, that's good point.
I don't really want to deal with that, you know. So.
No. But yeah, that's it for Podcast Alley. Thank you,
everyone. Is it now? In that case then, here's the next track, Limousine. Was Limousine, Tony, and El Presidente, which is the A-side of their single released on November 16th on Open Plan Records. B-side is Junkie Girlfriend, which I may play as well. Big fan of the band, liking them a lot. And you can tell why when I just give you a bit of the Manila PR bump on them. It said that Limousine are a punk rock and roll four-piece living in Hammersmith, West London. Singer Dean and guitarist Johnny Zero come from the Midlands and met in Coventry at Cabin Recording Studios through mutual friend and record producer Paul Sampson. During a late night drinking session, Dean and Johnny discovered that they both love bands like The Cramps, The D4, AC/DC, The Stooges and The Ramones. There you go, that's why I like them.
Cool.
Fucking great. So make sure that you check them out. The best way to do that is go to their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
myspace.com/limousine.
Yeah, how are you spelling Limousine?
You can ask for that. L-I-M-O-S-I-N-E.
No. Harsh. L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E. They've been clever, you see. It's like magazine, limousine. Very clever. Yeah. So, unfortunately, mate, that doesn't mean it's probably been Internet 2, Tony 1. I am going to be a bit harsh this week because it's a very doable win for you.
Okay.
What is very doable, though? Is the section is a twat. At least it was until the last couple of weeks when your twat dried up.
Yeah.
Have you lovely moist twat for me this week?
I do.
Oh, wicked.
It's been very dry and starting to crust over the past couple of weeks. But frankly, today everything was fine. I sent out a emergency Facebook message and quite a few of you responded. So thank you for all of you who have responded to me. But I still will need more, so if you do have a twat to nominate, I do still want to hear from you. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple, and it's one of the favourite features of the show, and I want to keep it going, and we've not had one in 2-3 weeks, and We've missed it.
Yeah, all right, Tony, don't need to cry about it.
Well,
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I came over.
Kimbler.
So this week, I've got one myself. Because I realised...
Hang on, that, that's cheating. But
a little bit.
You've got some more, but you're doing one yourself. Isn't
yeah. It just became apparent to me that I've said I have a twat to nominate myself and just thought, oh yeah, I should do it because it is worthy. So I am currently as I've been previously discussed, renovating the house. Not me personally, but getting people to do it. Last week, I've got it all painted. I got it organised to get the house painted, and I need some plumbing work doing so I can plaster the downstairs toilet. So I'd organised.
I've plastered my downstairs toilet.
I'd organised a plumber about 2 or 3 weeks ago to come last week to do the plumbing, and then I'd organised a plasterer to come at the weekend to finish off the plastering so I can carry on with that. Now they were scheduled to come Tuesday morning. Now we record Punky Monday night, so I finished Punky probably about 11 o'clock from editing and uploading.
Yeah.
Then I had to tidy up because they were doing radiators and also some work downstairs, so I had to clear a path and get things out and move the whole house about because everything's kind of out and about at the minute. There's paint cans everywhere, there's boxes everywhere. So spent about 2 or 3 hours, got to bed about 1 tidying up, and then got up at 7 in the morning to finish tidying because I still need the bits and pieces doing because they were coming at 8:30. They didn't turn up. And I was knackered. So I phoned them and no response. I phoned them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no response. The guy's just completely ignoring me. He'd been booked in for 2 to 3 weeks, didn't come, didn't bother answering the phone, hasn't set a date. I phoned him again today, still no answer. So now I've had to cancel the plasterer. And I'm back to kind of square one on the whole issue. So that pissed me off, and I think that makes that a worthy twat. And seeing as I'm the judge of that, I agree with me. So
I find it very difficult to get in the way of this story.
So I'm not going to reveal his surname, but Chris the plumber from Mansfield in Nottingham
is a twat.
Thank you very much.
That as well. So, are you going to get another plumber then?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go through the Yellow Pages tomorrow and try and find another plumber. Puts me about 2 to 3 weeks behind again.
Are you going to let your fingers do the walking?
I am. Yell.com. It's the way to go.
I'll let my fingers do the walking. right. Time for song 4, Tony.
Okay.
Well twatted, by the way.
Thank you.
This is another band from Nilla PR called Moretto. And I'm not going to tell you much about them, Tony, other than a couple of quotes here. They mix the verbose vitriol of early Manics, the taut energy of At the Drive-In, and a slug of pop sensibilities, and shake it all up with their own secret ingredient to give us something new and tasty, said Independent Sound UK. But what did Organ say? I'll tell you. Jaunty, energetic, spiky, prod-edged indie rock. Sounds like it's good enough to me. Let's play it. Before we do that, Tony, what's in MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Moretto.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably being the internet 2, and this is Bust.
Can you see the rain outside? I'll take my coat and check the time. Bust a gut to bust my liver. A step outwards and feel a shiver. Two bus seems so much fuss. Songs 1 and 2, cheers, I have the rush. Arrive at a bus, should get in faster. Except there's a bouncer saying no for an hour. Lads getting by the police and other sirens. Chaps sporting white shoes, girls that are quite loose. Lads getting by the police and other sirens. Chaps sporting white shoes, girls that are quite loose. P.E.T. pint glass this culture a safety net, else it stitches and sutures. My violence is only my abuse. Don't want no trouble, still no excuse. Fall to the floor, another pop roll. Everyone stands tall. Gotta stop moving to the same beat. It's better over there. Let's get something to eat. Let's get involved. Police and other sirens. Chad sporting white shoes. Girls that are quite loose. Let's get involved. Police and other sirens. Chad sporting white shoes. Girls that are quite loose. On the floor, the pillow is sweet and the sedation much more. Let's get involved, police and other sirens. Chad's sporting white shoes, girls that are quite loose. Let's get involved, police and other sirens. Chad's sporting white shoes, girls that are quite.
So, Tony, one terrible thing I forgot to do in that last section.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention that the bed was Mustang Lightning. Thank you for doing such a fantastic job with them there. That was Moretto and Bus. To find out more then, but as I say, myspace.com/Moretto. Very shortly, Tony, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, I'm going to give you some exciting information about GoDaddy. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you already know it.
No, don't. You know me, remember like a sieve.
Has it all gone out of your head again?
All again, unbelievable, isn't it?
I could put something back in. So, too, the tune of Chromosoma 3, here we go. Our friends, GoDaddy.com, essentially they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, and SSL certificates, which are.
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and, music podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 8 code, that's...
Punky 8?
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £35. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
And as if that wasn't enough, there is now a Punky 9 code, which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Do you think it could get any better, Tony?
I don't think it could.
It can.
Wow.
Hey, you Brits. Yet another code, Punky25, that's...
Punky25?
Gives 25% off orders over £65. Buggeration. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. There you go. That was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, Jesus. You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
No, it's just voices in my head. Right, so nothing new there, really. Do you know what I think this show's been missing, Tone?
What's that?
I think it's been missing a bit of goth.
Okay.
And I think there's only one way to put that right. And that's with some razor blade kisses. We'll be right back. So, Tony, that was Teddy by Razorblade Kisses from their new album, Twinkle Twinkle Little Scar. As a new album, not actually out yet, out on October 26th. And it's 10 tracks. I'll tell you what this is, Tony. It's 10 tracks of mixed goth, right? Hmm. There's a little quote here from our lovely friends at Manila PR. It says, Get Ready to Rock have called this an intoxicating mix of rock, goth, opera and Eastern Promise. Now, where's the Eastern Promise, I hear you say, Tony?
Where is the Eastern Promise?
I'll tell you. Well, it now resides in Southampton. But originally, Layla and Azadeh from the band, they draw on their distant Persian-Iranian roots. So what we've got here is the closest thing you get to gothic Turkish delight. Fucking nice.
Nice.
And, yeah, it is. And it's a real mix of an album. As I say, I'm not going to read out all the bump here, but I had to listen right through the album today. And I have picked what... There were two songs that they put them down as anthemic rock offerings. I don't know whether you thought Teddy was an anthemic rock offering, but there is some more some sort of trip hoppy stuff on there, and more. It's kind of, I think they'd be a real event live. That's right. What I'm trying to say. I think it'd be more than just watching the band. I think they'd be, by the sounds of things, there'd be all manner of things going off on there, and there is proof of that. Oh, here it goes. With regular invites to perform at Whitby's Gothic Weekend and an invite to perform at Devolution Magazine's, friends of the show, Christmas Party, who went on to describe them as a visual and musical treat. It's apparent that Razorblade Kisses offer a stunning and enchanting live performance, captivating audiences around the country. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Razorblade Kisses' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RazorbladeKisses.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2. As if that wasn't enough goth for you, listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
That's all right.
And if you're not happy enough with Razorblade Kisses, how about a Darwin Award entitled The Man Slices Off Penis?
That sounds scary.
Let's go for it. From time to time, I do read out a Darwin Award from the book, and I've got one this week. There you go. Confirmed by Darwin, 5th December 1997, California. Alan, 48, was found collapsed on the front lawn of his brother's Fairfield home 8 hours after his penis had been cut off at the base. Paramedics, it's funny already, rushed him to North Bay Medical Centre, where surgeons were unsuccessful in their attempts to reattach his severed organ. He initially blamed the maiming on a woman named Brenda, whom he'd met at a local gas station the previous night. He claimed he had brought Brenda to his trailer, parked in the driveway of his brother's Fairfield home, and had sex with her. Around 3 a.m, he woke to find a woman ranting about revenge, and she cut off his penis with a razor-sharp hobby knife. She then fled the trailer on foot, leaving his penis behind. Details of the attack were sketchy, and police were unsure why Alan could not defend himself. A heated manhunt for Brenda ensued. See, I can see the problem quite right there. She's clearly a woman.
Mm.
Meanwhile, after being discharged from the hospital on Monday, Alan hitched a trailer to his pickup truck, drove off and disappeared. Detectives were eager to interview him again, but were unable to locate him due to his transient lifestyle. More intriguing details began to emerge. He had been arrested in the 1970s for drug possession and drunk driving. In 1982, he was jailed for taking his young daughter out of state. His ex-wife described him as a pack rat who enjoyed taking trips in his mobile trailer home. In 1983, Alan had been convicted of voluntary manslaughter of a 23-year-old Susan, I don't know how to say that, Susan, a city woman, found strangled in a car park at a local Denny's restaurant. He confessed to the murder, saying that she taunted him about his inability to achieve an erection when he tried to have sex with her. His statement was ruled inadmissible due to improper police interrogation techniques, and prosecutors agreed to let Alan plead guilty to voluntary manslaughter. He served half of a 6-year prison term. Police speculated that the woman who cut off his penis might have been carrying out a 14-year-old vendetta for the slaying of her friend, but the truth was even stranger. When Alan was finally located and interviewed, he admitted that he cut off his own penis. A voice stress analyzer indicated that he was telling the truth. At this point, there is no evidence that a crime occurred, Police Lieutenant William Gresham said in the press release. The case is being reclassified as an injured person report. Alan may face misdemeanor charges for filing a false police report. Ironically, Alan works as a pipe fitter. according to court records, now he has one less pipe to play with. There you go. Well done, Alec.
Nice.
If it hadn't been for you cutting off your penis, you may have had more progeny, and what a mistake that would have been. One mistake that isn't occurring is the fact that I'm about to get on with the next song tune.
Oh, okay.
And this is by Volcanoes.
Right.
They've come through from Manila PR. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Volcanoes?
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie with Internet 2, and this is what you came for. That was Volcanoes, Tony, and what you came for. Did you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Manila PR. I've just got something here that I wasn't supposed to have. That's a bit odd. I wonder if I've got something. I'm just looking for their bit of paper. Everyone's got a bit of paper these days, haven't they? And here's their bit of paper. Let me tell you about Volcanoes, Tony.
Okay. When
I undo my bit of paper. We have Dr. Slagglebury underneath. They've got a new instrumental album out that came through last week, so I am going to make a new Dr. Slagglebury bed at some point. But anyway. The highly acclaimed indie band Volcanoes released their brilliant EP, Shaking That Brass, as quoted from Sandman magazine. That's from you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sam. The release showcased the multitude of ideas and enchanting songwriting ability that Volcanoes possess, and which has enabled them to garner huge support in the past, boasting an abundance of passion, catchy melodies, and instant infectious bass lines. There you go.
Excellent.
Yes. Well done, then. Infectious bass lines. They're what we like. We like infectious bass lines, don't we, Tony?
I do, yeah.
So much more superior to the other infectious things that tend to blight my life. Right, now, so speaking of my life, Tony, last weekend was my monthly madness when I run four shows myself, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday night was rather at Elixir Bar in Camden, and I would like to thank the five people that paid to get in.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a fucking mare. We had loads of guests. I mean, it was a good fun show. Really, really good fun. I felt sorry for one of the dancing girls called Becky Bubala, whose CD wouldn't work, so she couldn't do her act, and she'd blown up 400 balloons. And then couldn't do her act. Not I want 400, but it was loads. And she was absolutely devastated. I felt very, very sorry for her. But we are going to book her back very soon, and we told her to get a CD that fucking works. And a big scratch across it. Text me, player. At least bring back up. But it was a good fun show. I did get a bit pissed.
Okay. Nice.
The highlight of the night for me wasn't, in fact, any of the acts on the bill, even though they were all excellent. The highlight of the night was the Brazilian barmaid, Monica, who, at the end of the night, she had a black mini dress on, kind of floaty skirt affair going on. And at the end of the night, as me and Roch were sat at the back, wondering why life was so terrible, she cleaned a table in front of us and just bent right over it. We just went, suddenly life's not so bad.
Nice.
It was like, yes, she had this. We saw her bottom, basically.
Oh, good.
And he's not getting any younger, neither am I. You know, we've got to get our kicks where we can get them. So seeing a lovely Brazilian's lovely Brazilian about 11:45 is a nice way to go home, you know. So, there you go. Friday night, my gig in Hitchin featured David Hannigan and Kerry Godleman, and they were both fantastic, and the numbers were back up a little bit. Had about 140 people in. After the show, I went to Mother Brown's, and I watched a bit of a fight outside, because some things don't change. And then I went to Bombora, where I got very, very leathered indeed. And then I came home and woke up confused. For part two of my weekend, stay tuned after you've heard from this band, Married to the Sea.
Expensive. Operator, do something. I've been disconnected from my heart again. Won't you pass me through? I wanna feel it.
That was Married to the Sea in White on Pink, Tone. Do you know why I played that?
No.
Because the father of one of the blokes in the band come to my comedy show and showed up on Saturday with that CD. And went, will you play a track of this? And it'll be my fucking pleasure.
Nice.
So that's out now. And again, we have played a track of theirs before, and I hope you don't mind me. I'm sure they won't mind me saying this, but they are a little bit poppy for our show, but they are good, and he's a nice bloke. And hopefully a lot of you will like them, because I know the last time we played them, they had quite a few hits to their MySpace page from us, from our listeners. So hopefully you did all like that. What I'll know is, Tony, what is Married to the Sea's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Married to the Sea.
No, oh. MySpace.com/Married to the Sea Lion.
Oh.
Yeah, which makes it Tony 4, Paulie B on the Internet 3. Now, after last week's 8-0 whitewash, Tony, are you going to throw victory away and clutch at the hands of defeat? I think you maybe will. I'm not sure. You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now, of course. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony.
That's all right.
So now it's time for weekend part two. So anyway, this was kind of... This ended up being my big night, Saturday night in Letchworth, right? It's been full the last 3 months. This time round, half full. Don't know why. No reason for it. Same acts as the night before. Another great show. But I didn't make any money, so I was gutted. However, that didn't stop me getting a taxi and heading over to Luton to go to everybody's favourite goth night, The Coven. Now, I went down there with my mate Steve, who runs the Ashcroft Dance, and we went to The Coven. And we had a fucking great time. But they were down on numbers as well. Everything's been quiet this weekend around here. It's been awful. Right, but they were down on the numbers. And they were still having a good time. But, you know, they couldn't understand why there was no one there. Me and Steve got talking to this girl whose name we don't know. And who suffers from mild cerebral palsy. I didn't know that either. Anyway, we stay at the golf gig quite a long time. And then there's probably 15, 20 minutes left, and Steve said, should we go somewhere else? And I thought, well, I've already been in Letchworth, I've already been to Luton, where's he going to say now? And he said, let's go to California. And I thought, fucking hell, that is a big jump. Letchworth, Luton, California. She went, what a great idea. We went out, and then I realised, yeah, we're all leathered. Then I realised they meant the gay bar around the corner, which we have been in before. So we went to California. And I haven't been there on a weekend night. I've only been there when it's been quiet in the week. And it was, I believe the phrase is, jumping. But it also had bare-chested barmen. It had topless barmen. And one of them had a bit of a beer gut on him. And I just wasn't very happy about the whole thing, right? So we didn't stay there as long as we have done previously, largely because it was just a bit too gay. Right?
What was it now?
Just a bit too gay, yeah. I mean, as a rule, it's like it's just a great laugh and everything's good fun. But this wasn't quite so much fun. This was just a bit gayer, right?
Okay.
So I said, let's go. Let's just go. And she, the girl with mild cerebral palsy, whose name I don't know, said, yeah, let's go to Flame. Now, I've never been to Flame, I've only heard about it, but basically Flame is the other gay bar in Luton. And is, in fact, the gayest gay bar in Gayland. Right, it's so funny. Wow. It's such a love. I went into the bog at the same time as two blokes. I didn't notice them both go into the same cubicle. But then about 15 seconds later, a doorman came running in, knocked on the door and said, lads, I've told you, not tonight. So they walked out doing their flies up, and I'm just having a piss going, what the fuck is going on here? Right, went out anyway. Obviously, we're still drinking. And losing track of time. And the thing about the homosexual population is they tend to drink later than everyone else in the world, except for me and Steve. And we walked out of there with the girl with mild cerebral palsy, who'd done very well, at fuck knows o'clock. We walked out, and this is when I made what became the line of the night. But I said, Steve, I'm a bit peckish. He went, oh, yeah. He said, what do you fancy? And I said, just in the doorway of this very full gay bar with lots of homosexual men walking in and out, I said, I could murder a battered sausage. Everybody pissed themselves laughing. I went, yeah, I know, I realised what I've said straight away. It was just very, very funny. Anyway, couldn't get one because it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And the bar was still open, just fucking going for it, fair enough. Anyway, we went back to Steve's pub with the girl with mild cerebral palsy, and I'm sorry to call her that, but that was, she's actually, I'll tell you now, a very attractive woman, but she had very big shoes on. She had like those massive goth platforms, bigger than the ones I wear, so which is why we've been getting cabs between venues.
Right.
We get back to Steve's, and he says, right, drinks then? And I went, yeah, of course. And he said, right, do you want a pint of Guinness? I went, no, mate, I don't, I'm a bit full. Why don't we have one of those Polish vodka things that your ex Agger used to do? He went, oh, Zabrowka. He said, we could, but I haven't got any clear apple juice, I've only got cloudy. And I went, mate, I don't like it with clear apple juice, it's too sweet. I prefer it with cloudy apple juice. And this girl who's with us is going, fucking hell, you two are really specific. You look like the kind of blokes who've probably got drunk together all over the world. Said we fucking have. Shit. So anyway, that comes out, we keep drinking. I eventually, at an unspecified time, at the time, said, I can't take any more. I have to go to bed. So I went to bed upstairs. And as usual, the cats climbed in with me. This time around, they didn't bring me a bird, which I'm really quite pleased about. Not one with a broken wing that jumps on the pillow and scares the fuck out of me. Anyway. And then Steve popped in with a cup of tea in the afternoon. And he said, mate, it's 2:15, just checking you're okay. I went, yeah, I'm fine. Why, oh God, I'm really knackered. He went, yeah, me too. We stayed up about another half hour when you went to bed. And I said, what time did I go to bed? He went, 7:30. They stayed up till 8, both had a nap on the sofas downstairs. And then he opened the pub up at 10 o'clock. And she sat there downstairs having a drink with him. She came upstairs at 3:15 to say goodbye, which is something of a shock. And me and the cat snuggled up. In walked beautiful goth woman. And we went, and you are? She said, oh, I'm leaving. I went, all right, well, really nice to meet you and all that. Yeah, bye then. Went back to sleep, got up at 4:05. Came downstairs and had to go and do my gig in Bedford at 6:15, so it all got a bit hairy. And I was going to tell you about the Bedford gig, but I pretty much ran out of time with that boring story. Sorry about that. See, I'm going to play you the last song. We have played this band before, Tony, Brigada Mercy.
Mm.
And we played the A side last time, we played Recovering Catholic. This time, of this, I'll say the A side, it's a double A side single. This time around, we're playing the other track, Roto Chico. What I want to know is, what is Brigada Mercy's MySpace page?
myspace.com/ Brigada Mercy.
No, myspace.com/ Brigada Mercy Music. It's totally full.
Yes.
Born to the internet full. I've fucking got away with a draw there. Come on. Music maestro, please.
My name is Richard. such a joke. Your name is Mercy, stripped of your skin, played into darkness, pushed out by your friends. Your eyes are blinking, they ain't closing. Don't hold your breath because they'll never help you breathe. My life was taken from me by lack of opportunity. What touch he can.
Regarding Mercy and Roto Chico, Tony, I would like to get some more material from those. They're crazy Yorkshire gypsy punks, aren't they? Is that what I'm calling them? Am I going to call them crazy Yorkshire gypsy punks? How about this? The band was formed by Don Wilson from the ashes of his previous band, the Yorkshire Rats, a punk band from the heart of the former Yorkshire coalfields. The first singer for the band, Roto Chico, was received with open arms from the media, and the current single, Recovering Catholic, has already been placed on BBC Six by Tom Wilson. Like many a good song with a story, Roto Chico is a parable about hurt and blame. Rico is a man on the brink, and you've just heard all about him. Make sure that you check them out. Also, please do vote for the podcast, Ali, if you can. Please do leave. Oh, how do they do iTunes stuff, then?
They can search for us, or the full proof way of doing it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up iTunes for you and our music store page. So you can subscribe from there and log in and review us. Please do 5 stars only and we'll read them out.
Cool, nice work. Thank you very much to Roach Radio for doing a fantastic new promo for us that they sent us through for our perusal that features alien sex ring. Do tune into Roach Radio. I'll tell you what, let me tell you that. This week, tune into Roach Radio to listen to us this week, and then we'll tell you to tune into one of the other ones that we're on next week. How about that?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Do have a listen to Roach Radio if you haven't before.
I think
and then next week.
12 o'clock, aren't we? EST. Midnight.
Yeah, I think I need some EST. That's right, midnight EST every Friday. So just going into Saturday. So basically, we straddle the weekend for you. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Your guns.